I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
What does it say about a woman if she just never wants her significant other or husband to see her without any makeup on, ever?
I don't know what it says about her. I don't know what it says about the relationship. Now, to each their own, whatever works in your relationship, whatever makes you happy. I watched this video and I'm like, this is exhausting. So it comes from an account called Faves by Ash. And to paint the picture, it starts dark and then a light comes on. She's leaning over from her side of the bed and she turns the light on. So she's in bed. And what she's going to detail is what she does after her husband goes to sleep. Okay.
Come with me to take my makeup off while my husband's still sleeping. I do this every single night. I wait for him to fall asleep, and then I sneak out of bed and take my makeup off, and then I get right back in bed like nothing happened. I really don't mind doing this because I love that my husband still thinks I'm as beautiful as I was on our wedding day every single day. I show him respect and love by looking my best every single time that he sees me, and I just feel good about doing it this way. I can't believe that some people just don't wear makeup around their significant others. That is just crazy to me. Even though I lose out on a lot of sleep every single night because I have to get up, take my makeup off, go back to bed, and then wake up early to put it back on, the treat is all worth it to me. All that I care about is that my husband thinks I'm beautiful.
Oh boy, there's so many red flags here.
It's a lot to unpack, right?
I feel so bad for her.
Now, again, it's this weird line because it's like, okay, whatever works for you in your relationship, whatever makes you happy. I just don't know. Some things can make people happy and also be slightly unhealthy at the same time. And I feel like this is one of them.
It seems exhausting. I mean, that's how I would take it. I mean, he didn't ask for this, right?
No, uh-uh.
This is just her doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would want to do that. At least for me, being in a relationship where I'm happy, like, I want to be that comfortable with somebody where mm-hmm. they see me at my, I guess, my worst or not my best. And I feel like I can be that person with that person. That's a whole part of it for me.
I feel like in a lot of cases when I've been in this situation before and I'm really into a girl or you're into or love, that when you tell her that she's just as pretty, if not prettier, without her makeup on to you, that women fight guys on that. They just don't believe it. And in my world, with the guys that I know, they think you are just as beautiful, if not more beautiful, without makeup on. I swear, but women don't want to buy that.
It's not that we don't want to buy that. It's just literally every magazine and TV ad and commercial has been telling us the opposite since the beginning of time. And then we show up to work with no makeup on and we get told by bosses that we look tired and are we okay? So you may be true, but we are programmed to uh-huh. not believe you. I used to be like this with the no makeup, though, with an old boyfriend. I never let him see me without makeup on at all for over a year. And it was an insecurity thing. Sure. I just didn't think I was pretty enough. So when I hear somebody doing that, she ends her saying that she always wants the boyfriend or the husband to see her as beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's just insecure. It makes me sad for her.
If you guys look at yourselves in the mirror without makeup on, do you guys think that you're beautiful?
I think I might.
Just
I. Yeah, I mean, there are some, it honestly, it depends on the day. There are some days, and I don't wear makeup into the studio at all, even though we have cameras filming our every move, and it gets posted to Facebook, it gets posted to Instagram, it gets posted to TikTok. My bare face is out there because I'm flipping tired, and I'm not going to get up early to put on some makeup. And there are some times I look at those videos, and I'm like, crusty. Yes, right. And then there are other times I'm like, no. So yeah, no, I think I'm all right. Do I think as far as on from an outside, like an aesthetic beauty, do I look better with makeup on? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It depends on the day, but I mean, given the option between Abby with makeup and Abby without makeup, I think Abby with makeup looks better 10 times over. And that's like, that's the whole point. I wouldn't spend all this money on makeup if I didn't think I looked better with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I look like Mr. Clean with hair. I do, because I have blonde eyelashes and blonde eyebrows, so you really can't see anything. So I look like Mr. Clean with hair. I'm not a huge fan. Some days I'll be like, oh, it looks nice. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's more just I learned to accept it and stop caring. Mm-hmm.
For me personally, it speaks so much about a woman that can be comfortable in her own skin without makeup on. When I see pictures online without makeup on, I've told you guys before, I think the hottest look for a woman is at the end of the day on the beach when her hair's just all completely messed up. There's no makeup on. There's no shower. There's no nothing. To me, in the most natural, that is the most beautiful.
I agree with you. I thought it was, I loved seeing Alicia Keys not have makeup on.
Yeah.
Performing at the Super Bowl, because she's been really adamant about that, just being natural. I love that. I mean, I'm cool either way, but I personally love when my woman sports her natural look.
Yeah, but
confidence.
She's Alicia Keys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she's
she can.
She's Alicia Keys.
She can also afford all the skin treatments like all that stuff that for that upkeep. I think like also there's a difference between loving the way you look without makeup and just accepting it and being comfortable with it. And I think they can be two different things.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talk about body positivity and body negativity, but there is something to be said about body neutrality and just like accepting yourself for who you are and what you are. So.
If you could have the one wish is this, either there is no makeup at all or you have to wear it every single day, which would you go with?
No makeup at all.
No makeup at all.
None.
No makeup at all.
Well, if I could just snap my fingers, makeup every single day, but if I have to put it on myself, no makeup.
Get it. The Bird Show.